beg your pardon. That's the one I've been waiting for. Along with the sunshine. Lynn Anderson. There's gotta be a little
rain sometime. Hey, you know, we've been talking about all the different rose gardens here in the desert. Don't forget about the one in Prescott at the Charlotte Hall Museum. They have master gardeners on site, and they take beautiful care of this territorial garden. It was established in 1948, and it started out at the governor's mansion, and then they moved it over to the Charlotte Hall Museum. And it's just lovely. You just walk through this meadow of roses. Lovely.
Very cool.
Yeah, one of those, if you haven't taken the time, if you've been to Prescott and you do the Courthouse Square walk, I mean, another block behind it, it's right there. Well worth the time if you're up there moseying around the Charlotte Hall.
Especially about June.
Mm-hmm.
They always have great events as well. Yeah. It's a lovely way to spend the day.
Yeah. Speaking of Lynn Anderson, there is a rose variety named after Lynn Anderson, who sang that song.
So
it's pretty darn good rose. So.
Okay. Well, I'll have to investigate that.
There you go.
She must have sold enough that the rose community said, "Well, this song, our rose sales have gone up X percent. Time
right.
to
right.
Let's craft one after her."
Right.
On this topic, you know, covering the state of Arizona with the elevation changes we have, there's times where, you know, citrus isn't growing above about 3,000 feet. I mean, there are some, but it's not.
Yeah, probably not even 2,500 feet, but yeah.
Not a lot of great production. Pine trees, especially your ponderosas, you don't see below about 45. But roses, that's one of those plants that you can have success with it from Yuma to Flagstaff.
Yep, and you start getting some limitations in Flagstaff. They do get a little free, but there are some varieties that are better suited for the really cold weather. And they do have to sometimes do a little, you know, that's where they have to cut them back, because they generally have to then protect them some degree with mulching or covering or whatever. But you're right. There's pretty much every corner or inch of the United States that you can grow a rose bush. Yep.
And you had mentioned just the amount of production at the beginning, that for the price they are and what you get from them, they're a very economic plant for what you get.
for pruning them back once a year, fertilizing them once a month, you know, for over 10 or 20 years, it's pretty spectacular what the performance of a rose bush pays back if you want to attach the monetary value to those blooms by what the florist trade or the flower trade gets for cut long stem roses. I mean, you recoup your investment, well, probably in the first 6 months. And then, you know, you're coasting after that. So,
and when you were talking pruning back, is that something you're going to wait a little longer in the higher elevations? Obviously, your warmer temperatures and the new growth is still a few more.
Actually, not. Actually, nope. They might actually prune them back a little earlier, because they do sometimes then have to, and it's just a lot easier to protect that plant. If you have to, you know, if you're at 7,000 feet and you've got to do some winter protecting on roses, it's a lot easier to do that if it's only a foot or two tall as opposed to 5 or 6 feet tall. So they're still usually a December, January type time frame on those.
You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and search keyword roses, or click the direct link from the calendar tab. This is one of our January to-dos for the Outdoor Living Hour. And on that page, you'll be able to find those podcasts later. And we've got links to the Hex Armor thorn-proof gloves that will protect your hands while you're pruning not only roses, but any, you know, your mesquite, your Texas ebonies, your Palo Verdes, anything that cactus gardeners, anyone that messes a lot with succulents. This is a great tool to have in your toolbox. And we will just continue to add information, questions filter in during the week. That information, those questions that aren't answered, will just continue to build out this page, and you'll have a complete rose guide for the state of Arizona.
It would be kind of cool if you had a list of all the different rose gardens, like Charlotte Hall, like Mesa Community College. I'm
if
sure there
you
are
get
others
that for me, I'll post it.
Okay. I'll work on it.
You know what else I'm looking for on that is the roses by color. Somebody has gone through and designated, you know, the reds for this, the whites for that.
Oh, you mean the meaning attached to the color?
I need to find that chart and add that. That's the one thing I was thinking, looking at it, I was
missing.
That
should be pretty easy to find, but yeah. Yep.
Well, Mr. Harper, we appreciate your time in this week. You have mentioned a career change. You're now working with the organics. You sold them for years. Now you're in the production side of it.
Selling fertilizer for the Hickman's Farm Choice family of products.
Next is our open line hour. You can jump online now if you have questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And the Mesa Rose Society just called in, and their rose auction is February 3rd.
There you go.
Two weeks away.
Okay.